The Baptism of the Lord, Office of Readings. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Let us adore Christ, the Son, the Beloved, in whom the Father is well pleased. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore Christ, the Son, the Beloved, in whom the Father is well pleased. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Naught be else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought in the day and the night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, be thou my true word, I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, and I thy true Son, thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I need not, nor man's empty praise, thou my inheritance through all my days. Thou, and thou only, the first in my heart, High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, thou heaven's bright sun, grant me its joys after victory is won. Christ of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. The voice of the God of majesty resounds on the waters. Psalm 28. O give the Lord, you sons of God, give the Lord glory and power, give the Lord the glory of his name, adore the Lord in his holy court. The Lord's voice resounding on the waters, the Lord on the immensity of the waters, the voice of the Lord full of power, the voice of the Lord full of splendour. The Lord's voice shattering the cedars, the Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon, he makes Lebanon leap like a calf, and Syrian like a young wild ox. The Lord's voice flashes flames of fire, the Lord's voice shaking the wilderness, the Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh, the Lord's voice rending the oak tree and stripping the forest bare. The God of glory thunders, in his temple they all cry, Glory! The Lord sat enthroned over the flood, the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people, the Lord will bless his people with peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The voice of the God of majesty resounds on the waters. All the earth will adore you, Lord, and rejoice before you. You have brought forth a new light to shine for all the ages. Psalm 65. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth, O sing to the glory of his name, O render him glorious praise, say to God, how tremendous your deeds. Because of the greatness of your strength, your enemies cringe before you all the earth shall bow, shall sing to you, sing to your name. Come and see the works of God, tremendous his deeds among men. He turned the sea into dry land, they passed through the river dry shod. Let our joy then be in him, he rules for ever by his might. his eyes keep watch over the nations, let rebels not rise against him. O peoples, bless our God, let the voice of his praise resound, of the God who gave life to our souls and kept our feet from stumbling. For you, O God, have tested us, you have tried us as silver is tried. You led us, God, into the snare, you laid a heavy burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads, we went through fire and through water, but then you brought us relief. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All the earth will adore you, Lord, and rejoice before you. You have brought forth a new light to shine for all ages. Blessed be God, who gave life to my soul and has brought me relief. Psalm 65 continued. Burnt offering I bring to your house, to you I will pay my vows, the vows which my lips have uttered, which my mouth spoke in my distress. I will offer burnt offerings of fatlings, with smoke of burning rams, I will offer bullocks and goats. Come and hear, all who fear the Lord, I will tell what he did for my soul. To him I cried aloud, with high praise ready on my tongue. If there had been evil in my heart, the Lord would not have listened, but truly God has listened, he has heeded the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who did not reject my prayer, nor withhold his love from me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Blessed be the God who gave life to my soul, and has brought me relief. This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. To him, then, listen. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 42. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom my soul delights. I have endowed him with my spirit, that he may bring true justice to the nations. He does not cry out or shout aloud or make his voice heard in the streets. He does not break the crushed reed nor quench the wavering flame. Faithfully he brings true justice. He will neither waver nor be crushed until true justice is established on earth, for the islands are awaiting his law. Thus says God the Lord, he who created the heavens and spread them out, who gave shape to the earth and what comes from it, who gave breath to its people and life to the creatures that move in it. I, the Lord, have called you to serve the cause of right. I have taken you by the hand and formed you. I have appointed you as a covenant of the people and light of the nations. To open the eyes of the blind, to free captives from prison, and those who live in darkness from the dungeon. My name is the Lord. I will not yield my glory to another, nor my honour to idols. See how former predictions have come true. Fresh things I now foretell. Before they appear, I tell you of them. Islands, listen to me. Pay attention, remotest peoples. The Lord called me before I was born. From my mother's womb he pronounced my name. He made my mouth a sharp sword and hid me in the shadow of his hand. He made me into a sharpened arrow and concealed me in his quiver. He said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I shall be glorified." While I was thinking, "I have toiled in vain, I have exhausted myself for nothing," and all the while my cause was with the Lord, my reward with my God. I was honoured in the eyes of the Lord. My God was my strength. And now the Lord has spoken, he who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, to gather Israel to him. It is not enough for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back the survivors of Israel. I will make you the light of the nations, so that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to him whose life is despised, whom the nations loathe,
to the slave of despots. Kings will stand up when they see you, and princes will bow, for the sake of the Lord who has been faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. Thus says the Lord, at a favourable time I will answer you, on the day of salvation I will help you. I have formed you, and have appointed you as covenant of the people. I will restore the land, and assign you the estates that lie waste. I will say to the prisoners, come out. To those who are in darkness, show yourselves. On every roadway they shall graze, and each bare height shall be their pasture. A responsory from Matthew 3. Today heaven opened when Jesus was baptized in the Jordan. The Spirit like a dove rested upon him, and the Father's voice resounded, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The Holy Spirit came down on him in bodily form, and a voice came from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." A reading from the Orations of St. Gregory Nazianzen. Christ is illumined, let us shine forth with him. Christ is baptized, let us descend with him, that we may also ascend with him. John baptizes, Jesus comes to him. Perhaps to sanctify the Baptist himself, but certainly to bury the whole of the old Adam in the water. And before this, and for the sake of this, to sanctify Jordan. As he is spirit and flesh, so he consecrates us by spirit and water. John will not receive him. Jesus contends, I have need to be baptized by you. Says the lamp to the Son, the voice to the Word, the friend to the bridegroom, he that is above all those who are born of woman, to him who is the firstborn of every creature, he that leapt in the womb, to him who was adored in the womb, he who was and is the forerunner to him who was and is to be manifested, I have need to be baptized by you. Add to this, and for you. For he knew that he would be baptized by martyrdom, or, like Peter, that he would be cleansed not only as to his feet. But further, Jesus goes up out of the water, for with himself he carries up the world, and sees the heavens split open, which Adam had shut against himself and all his posterity, as the gates of paradise by the flaming sword. And the Spirit bears witness to his Godhead, for he descends upon the one that is like him, as does the voice from heaven. For he to whom witness is born comes from thence. And, like a dove, seen in bodily form, it bestows honour on his body, since this is also God by being deified. And moreover, the dove has from distant ages been wont to proclaim the end of the deluge. Let us, however, today venerate the baptism of Christ, and let us celebrate the feast honourably. Wash yourselves, and keep yourselves clean. God rejoices in nothing so much as in the amendment and salvation of men, on whose behalf is every word and all the sacraments. Be cleansed, so that you may be like lights in the world, a life-giving force to all other men, and stand as perfect lights beside that great light, and learn the mystery of the illumination of heaven, enlightened by the Trinity more purely and clearly, of which even now you are receiving, in a measure, the one ray from the one Godhead in Christ Jesus our Lord, to whom be the glory and the power for ever and ever. Amen. A responsory from Psalm 113. Today the heavens are opened, the waters of the sea are made sweet, earth is glad, the mountains and hills rejoice, because Christ is baptized in the Jordan by John. Why was it, sea, that you fled, that you turned back, Jordan, on your course? Because Christ is baptized in the Jordan by John. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth, your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us with the saints a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, when Christ was baptized in the River Jordan, the Holy Spirit came upon him, and your voice proclaimed from heaven, This is my beloved Son. Grant that we, who by water and the Holy Spirit are your adopted children, may continue steadfast in your love. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.